Well, there's a little known fact, and that is that indeed there's a piece of history behind one of the things that we take for granted in our Christmas celebrations. And the truth is that up in the North Pole, Santa and Mrs. Claus and the elves are always working all year long to get ready to bring the presents to the children. And they are industrious. They work 16 hours a day, 7 days a week, 364 days a year. Well, last year when they were getting ready to come down and send Santa Claus, of course, with the reindeer, pulling the sleigh laden with toys for the children, Santa goes back into the house to get a big bowl of soup to keep him warm for the ride down from the North Pole. And the elves are busily scurrying around, trying to get everything jammed into the toy bag. And then one of the elves goes, oh no, look at the harness where the reindeer are hooked to the sleigh. It's worn to a nubbin. It's not going to last. It'll break. And the other elf said, we don't have any more big leather. What are we going to do? And finally, the one that had spotted the ready-to-break harness said, well, let's go see if Santa will give us his belt, the big black belt he wears. So they go in the house, and they tell Santa Claus the story, and he says, well, I guess there's no help for it. And he pulls off his big black belt and gives it to him. They said, well, it's going to take us a little while to work this, Santa. We got to cut it, and we got to fit it. He said, well, do the best you can. He said, I'm going to get some kind of a rope or something to tie my britches up with. So they take the big belt, and they go out to the workshop, and they're working away, and Mrs. Claus is trying to find something that'll go all the way around Santa's big girth, and she finally finds this little sash from this curtain. They thread it through the loops, and it's kind of funky, but it's holding his pants up. And so he's eating the soup, and pretty soon the elves come, and they say, oh, well, we're ready, Santa. We're a few minutes behind, but we're ready. Come on. The sleigh's out front. The toys are loaded. Santa says, okay, great. You know, so he puts on his boots, and he puts on his shirt, and then he puts on his flannel shirt, and then he puts on his big red coat. And he comes out on the porch, and Mrs. Claus says, don't you even think about leaving without giving me a kiss goodbye. And he leans back over to give her a kiss. And as he leans over to give her a kiss, he gets out of balance, and he slips on the icy porch, and down he goes, sliding headlong down the steps, rolling end over end down the icy steps, and finally lands with his nose stuck to the steel runner of the sleigh, and his pants drop down to his knees because he's now in an incredibly awkward position. And just then, the little angel of Christmas comes flying up beside Santa, and she said, dear, dear Santa, what should I do with this beautiful Christmas tree? There doesn't seem to be any room in the sled for it with all the toys. And Santa, with his nose stuck to the steel runner of the sleigh and his pants down around his knees, had an answer for the little angel of Christmas. And that is why now, whenever there are Christmas trees anywhere in the world, as the children look up adoringly at the angel perched on the top, you, dear listener, will know how she got there.
I think it's a take. You know, the We Three Kings piece, it reminds me, in the seventh grade, we were supposed to sing Christmas carols in my Catholic school, and we all got up, and somebody said, Sister Mary, or whatever her name was, we'd like to do We Three Kings. And there'd been no plotting anything before, but it was, of course, We Three Kings of Orient are trying to smoke a rubber cigar. and we did the whole thing, and she closed that class down pretty tight, but it was one of the delightful moments of my Catholic school. So,
is that at St. Patrick's in Tacoma?
St. Patrick's, was it? Yeah, smoking a rubber cigar, and it was loaded.
Nice. That's great.
Yeah. Very nice.
Well, you know, the Catholic best thing they got, the Catholic birth control, an aspirin held firmly between the knees.